Sometimes life can be a lot. Leave the world behind at Aquasana Forest Spa. Heal in the glow of volcanic mists. Reinvigorate your body in the ice cave. Feel boosted by hot spring bubbles. Feel yourself. Feel revitalized in the forest. Aquasana Forest Spa, just 90 minutes from Dublin. Book exclusively at aquasana.ie.
This is Opinions Matter, brought to you by Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. See greenheartcbd.ie.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
My name is Adrian, and that man there is Jeremy.
Now, let's talk about something that happened last Friday. And this is something that I know a lot of you have experienced on the roads in Ireland. And it's something I think that we felt today needs to be addressed.
No, you did.
Okay.
If I can just clarify that, you felt it was worthy of being addressed.
I feel that it needs to be addressed. I feel that this is a serious issue that's being ignored by the authorities. Okay. So on Friday, I was driving up the Booterstown Road after work, driving home. This was at about 1 o'clock, driving home. And as I was driving up the Booterstown Road, I noticed a silver Yaris car driving towards me on the same side of the road that I was on. I'd completely gone over to the other side of the road. So there I am driving up the road and I see the silver Yaris coming towards me on the same side. I'm beeping my horn, good-o, to try and tell him to move out of the way.
Okay.
Driver is completely oblivious. I'm flashing the lights, alerting him that he's about to hit me head on. Finally, cops on and he stops his car. Pull up right beside the silver Yaris and look at who's driving the car. And it's a man in his late 70s. Completely oblivious to how close he was coming to have a head-on collision. I mean, completely oblivious, I think, to the fact that he was driving a car. As I said, this man
hardly oblivious to the fact that he's driving a car.
Well, he was.
So ridiculous.
He was doddery and he was old. And I said to him, do you realise that you just went over to the other side of the road and nearly hit me head on? Sorry about that. A stuttering mess of a man he was.
What are you getting at? He's a bad driver. We have lots of them.
I was looking up figures, researching this over the weekend about elderly drivers on the road, and I don't want this to be an elderly bashing session, but we have to address this issue. This man, I'm in no doubt in my mind that this man in his 70s driving the silver Yaris who nearly hit me head on, I have no doubt in my mind that this man should not be on the road. He's a danger to the roads.
Never made a mistake on the roads, no?
He's a danger to himself.
You absolutely have. I've witnessed.
Yeah, but I'm not old and doddery. My
No, you're not missing. You're not listening to the point. We all make mistakes on the road, unfortunately. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any car accidents.
Okay, here's the thing. When you are in your middle to late 70s, your reactionary time is much, much slower.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't say much, much slower.
Okay, if someone is 75 years of age and you throw a ball at them, the chances are they won't catch it straight away. That's fair enough. And I'm going to be like that when I'm 70. People in their 70s should not have driver licenses.
Would you go way out of that? Don't be so ridiculous.
The figures.
Okay, hang on. Before you even go on.
The figures.
You know my dad. My dad is 73. Yeah? Fit and healthy, not a bother on the man. You're saying he shouldn't be allowed to drive?
Put him down in front of FIFA and let's see how he plays on the Xbox and let's see how good his...
He doesn't play the Xbox.
Yeah, because his reactionary time would be very slow. He's an old man now. He is an old man now.
So, anyway, over 70s shouldn't be allowed to drive. Is that what you just said?
I'm saying at 70 years of age, you're too old to be... Well, 75 at a push. This man was in his middle to late 70s. He was clearly too old for it. I came across figures I was looking up. Dublin has the highest number of elderly learner drivers, with 300 over 70s on the road at the moment in Dublin alone. Dan, I'm sorry, is an accident waiting to happen. I value my life. Here's the thing, I'm being selfish about this. I value my life. I was nearly hit head on by an elderly driver who was too doddery to know what was going on around him.
So you want over 70s taken off the road?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Over 70s should not be allowed to drive?
Yep.
Once you reach the age of 70, you should have to hand in your driver's license?
Yep. Yep.
The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You did,
and,
you did.
And quite offensive to fit and healthy people in their 70s, like my dad, 73 he is, and there's not a bother. So he drove from one end of Australia to the other only a couple of weeks ago.
Your dad might be an exception to the rule, but
you'd still have him banned from driving.
At 75.
So in 2 years' time, you're saying my dad can't drive?
There are the figures that I came across, the latest figures we have. This is terrifying, this is. In Ireland, there are 1,564 people aged over 70 who are driving on Irish roads with a learner's permit alone that have never passed a driving test. That is absolutely terrifying.
They wouldn't be the only ones. There was a time back in the 70s when they gave out driver's licenses.
So
there was such a backlog.
I'm gathering that the man that nearly crashed head on to me on Friday, I'm gathering that he never had to pass a driving test in his life. I'm sorry if you are over the age of 70. I'm sorry if you think I'm ageist by saying this, but you should not be on the road. End of. Shouldn't be on the road.
You see, I just think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That a person, once they reach the age of 75, should not be allowed to drive anymore.
They're a danger to the roads.
I'm telling you, my dad's not a danger on the roads to anybody.
And anybody that disagrees with me clearly has never had an incident like I had on Friday. It was terrifying to see a car.
I'm sure it was. I'm not denying that fact.
To see a car.
But hang on for one second. I know a 23-year-old who was involved.
This man was in a world of his own.
I know a 23-year-old who was involved in a car crash in the M50 a couple of weeks ago. Fit and healthy, not a bother. Just made a mistake. We all make mistakes on the road, unfortunately.
We all make mistakes.
If we didn't make mistakes, we'd have no car accidents.
I agree with you that we all make mistakes, but there is a bigger issue here. And the bigger issue is that we constantly talk about the dangers of drink driving. We talk about the dangers of talking on that. Why is it so dangerous to talk on a phone while driving?
Just like I totally disagree with young motorists all being lumped into the one category and insured out of the market, I think it is very I think it's wrong to lump all elderly drivers into the one category.
It's not. There are very few 70-year-olds that have the same reactionary speeds as a 20-year-old. That's human nature, Adrian.
How are you, Keith?
I'm grand, yeah. How are you doing today, lads?
Now, Keith, you actually agree with what Jeremy is saying?
Well, in a way, we do. The thing is, I'm 28, but I look 18, and I drive a Honda. And I've had 5 year no claims bonus, never had a crash in me. And my insurance went up from 1750 to €2,800. And I've been in 3 crashes, which weren't my fought.
Mm.
I've actually got a few. Both I won the cars, I won the claims. And I get pulled over all the time by the police for no reason, just because the way I look. As I said, I've been in 3 accidents. One of them happened in Sanctuary Lane. I was helping a girlfriend to walk there about 8 or 9 months ago. The woman, an elderly woman about 40 or 50, actually hit into me. And when I looked up, she actually drove off, and I had to chase after up Sanctuary Lane and physically pull in front of her to stop her. And I just think that it's terrible that the stigma of young drivers is just stuck with everybody. Now, I drive a Japanese imported car, as most people around here you would know. And I've never, as I said, 3 crashes that weren't my fault, which have been proven not to be my fault.
And did any of these crashes involve elderly drivers?
Well, to be honest with you, one of them was about 60. And I'm not going to lie, it was an elderly woman. And then the one that happened recently was on Sanctuary Lane, and she was about, I'd say she was in her early 50s, late 50s probably. And she was a well-respectable woman from Sanctuary herself, wearing her work clothes. It's just, the older you get, I see it every day on the road, you see. All the people, I think their reaction time is a little longer than usual. The thing is, like, nowadays you can just get a provisional licence and drive.
You're not meant to, Keith. You're meant to be accompanied by a qualified driver. You're not meant to be driving on your own.
Well, fair enough, okay? Even if you're a fully qualified driver, I think the test should be much more harder. The accidents, we're talking about the accidents in the road.
Okay, that's a totally separate issue. We need to bring elderly drivers. If you want to keep your licence when you're 70, go back in and do the driving test at 70 or 75.
I even went to get a quote and they asked me, have I any medical conditions? And I say, no, it's none at all. And where do you live? Oh, I live in Dublin 9. You know, I live in Dublin 9, and straight away, your insurance, that's going to look bad on you, you know? So I wonder how these elderly people, now, I'd imagine 10, 15% of them have medical conditions. So what do they do when they ring up and Does he have any medical conditions? Oh, yes, like I'm blind in one eye and I had six operations on. You know what I mean? And how are they able to get away with it? Like, I think they should have a test. Definitely, they should be tested when they get to a certain age, just to see how they're capable for the roads. But the roads are a very dangerous place.
This man, yeah, you're right. This man was daydreaming when he was driving over the other side of the road.
Yeah, never done that, have you not?
Daydreamed when driving
the
car?
We all have. Every single one of us has. You have. You absolutely have. We all, and I can't emphasise this enough, we would not need car insurance only for people make mistakes on the road that cause accidents. We all do it. Every age group does it. The elderly are no exception. So because of that one incident, for you to lump all elderly people into the same category is disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful.
Not at all.
And I look at somebody who's fit and hale and hearty like my own dad, 73 years of age. He would drive further than you can and has never had a crash. Has travelled all over the States, all over Australia, all over the world. They hire a car every time they go away.
Has his eyesight.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, fair enough. He's an exception.
Oh, he's an exception. But you would still have him taken off the road. Yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Sometimes life can be a lot. Leave the world behind at Aquasana Forest Spa. Heal in the glow of volcanic mists. Reinvigorate your body in the ice cave. Feel boosted by hot spring bubbles. Feel yourself. Feel revitalized in the forest. Aquasana Forest Spa, just 90 minutes from Dublin. Book exclusively at aquasana.ie.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
How are you, Niamh?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. What do you want to say?
Well, once you hit a certain age, you don't get a 10-year licence anymore. You have to be passed medically fit to be able to drive.
So that's right, and you have to get an eye test as well.
Yeah, so a lot of these people are medically sound to be on the road, and it's very isolating, Jeremy, being elderly.
I understand that, but we now have in Dublin, we have a transport network that is second to none. You can pretty much get around Dublin fairly well without a car nowadays. And I understand what you're going to say, isolation among old people and all that. To be honest with you, I don't care about that. All I care about is that the roads are safe. And I don't want to be hit head on by an elderly driver.
Here, there are other drivers on this on our roads who shouldn't be on the roads. We know one, actually. Only a young one. She's only a young one.
We were nearly taken out off the road on Saturday by a woman in her mid-20s putting on her makeup. I'd rather have been behind an elderly person than somebody like that.
Listen, I hear you. There are lots of other issues besides it, but the issue at the moment, and this is why it happened on Friday when the elderly driver, and I've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. You can all be politically correct about this and say it doesn't go on. You all know what I'm talking about. The doddery drivers with the watery eyes who can't see in front of them, who are daydreaming on the roads, they are a danger.
But they are the ones that the doctors shouldn't be passing medically.
Yeah, maybe it is the doctors that
I mean, that's the point. I mean, like, you could have, like, my father is very elderly. Like, he's in his mid-80s. He's absolutely, he is well able to drive. He's never had a crash in his life. He's like Adrian's dad. He's fit as a fiddle and he passed for 20 years younger.
Here's
the
thing.
There's no way
he
should be taken off the road.
Here's the thing, Niamh. For all the do-gooders who are saying, oh, this is terrible. Give me the next call, Adrian, that has a huge issue with this, because I want to put a question.
Here, most people have a huge issue with this.
Yeah, I want to put a question.
Most people have. Look, if somebody doesn't pass medically fit to drive a car, fine, I get what you're saying. But to just have a blanket ban, you've reached 75, see ya, bye-bye, there's your bus pass, off you go on the bus.
Okay, I have an argument here that's going to shoot this in the foot.
How are you, Dave?
How are you?
Grand, thanks.
Okay, Dave, I want to put a question to you before, because I know your comment is, you disagree with what I'm saying, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Supposing, Dave, next week you're going on holidays with your two children, okay?
Yeah.
And you get on the plane. And as you know, before the plane takes off, you normally hear from the captain, and the captain will tell you where he's going to be flying to and what height he's going to be flying at, okay?
Yeah.
And supposing, just as the plane's about to take off with you and your precious family on board the plane, the pilot comes on and he explains where he's going to be flying to. And that pilot sounds like he's a doddery 70-year-old, okay?
Okay.
And you ask the cabin crew, what age is the pilot flying the plane today? Oh, he's 72 years of age. How would you feel on that plane, Dave?
Well,
how would you feel about putting the life of your children in the hands of a 72-year-old pilot?
Well, I don't have to say. I don't think a 72-year-old pilot would be driving the plane, would
he? Why can't you be? Because according to Adrian, at 72, you're in the fit of your health.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
Argument over.
It's just that.
That is the argument over. Ridiculous comparison.
That's the argument over.
It's a lot different.
No, it's not.
It is.
Okay, hang on. The Pope is in his 80s.
What does he do? Does he fly planes? Does he drive cars?
Jasm, how are you?
How are you doing, lad?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I just agree with Jeremy there, like, sometimes aging, you do sit in defence, to be fair. Come on, now, you have to admit, I drive for a living all day, every day. There are many times on the M50, in the middle lane, and I drive by, look in the window, and there's an old person driving, and she's doing about 60 kilometres in the middle lane of an M50. You see it all the time. I don't agree fully with Jeremy. I think maybe come 70, you should maybe take a theory test, full driving test again, and see if you're able to pass that or not.
Okay, and I might even compromise. It's very noisy where you are. I might even compromise and say that if you are 75 and you're still driving a car, that the rule is that you have to have someone with you, someone younger with you, if you're driving.
How patronising is that after driving?
That's not patronising. Sorry, if you're a learner driver,
50 odd years.
If you're a learner driver, you
50
have
50 odd years driving experience.
I'm sorry,
and then you have to have a qualified driver in the car.
If you were driving,
that's even worse than what you said the first time.
It's actually not. If you were driving in the '70s in Ireland, the roads were completely different in the '70s and eighties, Adrian. Completely different.
So you're telling me that I should that my dad in 2 years' time should have to have a qualified driver in the car with him?
Yes,
absolute bull.
Someone younger,
That's even more insulting.
Like an escort, someone that you have with you, that basically makes sure that you're.
There's nothing wrong with my dad.
I don't know. I've never been in a car with him.
Unbelievable. How are you, Tony?
Not too bad.
Good, Tony. What did you want to say? Yeah, go on.
Are you listening to this? All right. Not Christmas gone, but the previous Christmas. I got a job called to this place, right? And the guy came out and said, "Now you want to be careful with her. She's on a Zimmer fan." So I got her out and into the car, and I was talking to her, and she was, "Do you know where you're going, sir? Know where you're going? Down here, turn left, turn right." So as the conversation went on, and I said, "What happened to your leg? Were you dancing too much?" Oh, she said, no, I was driving along the Bulstone Road, and some stupid agent jammed on in front of me. And I just said, "And how old are you?" She said, "What's that got to do with it? I'm 92.
92?
Yes.
Driving a car?
Driving a car.
Oh, sure, Adrian thinks that's grand. Yeah, she should be flying planes for Aer Lingus.
That's not what I said. No, if somebody is fit and healthy and can see properly,
have the same reaction time when you're in your 70s.
Well, it's slowed down that dramatically,
has it?
Of
course it has.
And that's not a joke. I'm not making that up. 92 years of age.
Here's the bottom line, Jeremy, and I've said this to you already. We know of somebody like Katie, who works with us, who's a brutal driver.
She's a
brutal driver.
I wouldn't have given her a licence.
And she admits it herself.
Yeah, she's a dangerous driver. She does stuff that terrifies me.
Yeah, okay, so she's a brutal driver.
But we're not talking about that at the moment.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is there are bad drivers on the road. But to discriminate against somebody just because of their age is absolutely ridiculous.
Why do people throw out that word discrimination?
It is discrimination.
It's a discrimination if an airline doesn't hire a 70-year-old pilot.
No, because they're past the retirement age.
Okay, say a 60-year-old pilot.
I'm sure there are 60-year-old pilots.
No, there wouldn't be that many of them.
I would think so.
So say a 60-year-old man knocks on Ryanair's door tomorrow. "Hello, can I have a job flying one of your planes? I'd love to fly one of your planes. I'd love to fly a plane, I would." He should be given a job just because he's old.
If he's qualified to do the job, yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. Wayne says, "I hate to agree with Dixon because I feel so wrong and I feel dirty." Thanks for that, Wayne. But he is spot on. Those 70-year-olds should have to resit the test just to be safe. I mean, that's all I'm trying to do here before people complain. All I want to do is make our roads safer. Is that a bad thing?
Well, then you need to get the Katie Max of this world off the road.
I'm after telling you, I wouldn't give Katie her licence. She shouldn't have got a licence. She's the worst driver ever. She's a dangerous driver. She shouldn't be on the roads. But that is not the issue we're talking about. There's a text from Sean, Katie, if we can get Sean on there. Sean says, "My dad is 83. And drive him perfect."
The retirement age, by the way, for airline pilots is between 60 and 65. Same as the retirement age for anybody else.
When was the last time you saw an old pilot flying a plane?
Your man who managed to fly the plane perfectly well into the Hudson River a couple of years ago, about whom there was a film released and everything else. What's his name? Sully?
Yes. Yep. Let me see what age Sully was when he landed that plane. I'll find that out. Come back to me in a second.
Okay.
I'll get...
Michael, what do you want to say?
Sorry, just to cut across you there. Sully, the fellow that Adrian is talking about, he is 65 now.
He's 65, so he's
about
61.
And that happened about 5 years ago.
Yeah, 61 or 62, yeah.
Yeah, so he was 61.
He was able to fly that plane perfectly and landed perfectly in the Hudson River.
That doesn't matter, Adrian, because at 60 years of age now, the old eyes and all start playing up, you know what I mean? And I'm a countryman, like, so I know myself. I've had a few incidents. And then they wonder then why the insurance goes up. Do you know what I mean?
Like, here's Brian in Sandyford. My grandmother turned 88 yesterday and she's never been in an accident, probably because she only drives about 20 kilometres an hour.
But
you're a local shopper. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Here's another thing. Isolation becomes part of life when you get older, yeah?
Yes.
Some people, and we have lots of rural parts of County Dublin where the shop might be a mile away, no bus service, and you want to deny that elderly person the ability to even drive down to the shop to get a pint of milk.
I just want the roads to be safe.
Yeah, so do I. We all do.
This
of course.
This is not an elderly isolation thing.
It absolutely is.
I think isolation of elderly people...
Sorry, Michael, say that again?
Sure, there's buses all over Dublin.
No, not all over Dublin. There isn't. I live in a part of Dublin that there's no buses. Okay? The nearest bus to me...
Yes, I hear there's buses everywhere
I live in rural North County Dublin. The nearest bus to me is about 2.5 miles away. Okay, so people are isolated. People are in a situation...
So what are you going to do now when you hit 68 then?
When I hit 60, what? You want people taken off the road at 60 now?
Like, it won't be too far off, like.
That's unbelievable. The gas thing is, we had a conversation only recently about kids in restaurants, and you changed your opinion when you had a kid. When you reach the age of 70, Jeremy, you will change your opinion because you'll still feel fit. Please God and all that. Still feel fit.
So who made
still
the
feel
age
healthy.
60? I'm talking about 70, no, 75. It's 60 is ridiculous.
60 is ridiculous.
No, but 75, I firmly believe that your reaction times are not good enough to be on our roads.
My nan is 78, driving at least 30 years and never had an accident. Very safe, very quick, on the ball, not a bother. And another one says, my father-in-law is 78 this month and he's a great driver, says Jean. All right, thanks very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.